Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger, yeah, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the jakes are shooting. The judge judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your star. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous plight. From your races every night. And young boys shot down in the street. In their mama's sight. Your overseers call this the good life. Like the hood's right. Right Zion, next right. Y'all's way, that's right. Lebanon, we're offloading God's land. That's what we're stepping on. The next plane will miss the Pentagon. The bees are dying, Florida was drying. Look like death coming to Babylon. The nation about to be born. A pure language giving the call on the name of God. All people will serve the sun, the black supremacist. No hippie or the sick looking like Dennis. The menace, the demon is finished. When the wicked fall, the meek increase. Israel is free. Yeah. Rejoice in the death of the beast. The restoration of God's people. All your children will be righteous. Walking in God's likeness, mercy and happiness, all glory in the land that God has blessed. See the truth manifest in God's blessed.
Shalom, 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 shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel, Yah is the savior of the world. And we praise the mighty Yah for once again allowing us to come before you another week. This week, we will continue dealing with the very calamities, trials, tribulations that's facing our people in the world. Today, as many of you all know, our people are still marching, protesting in the streets. Most of the violence that's being perpetrated on the protesters. In other words, the protesters are not looting. They're not breaking into people's businesses, busting out windows. They're not burning any type of business or institution down. But you still see all kind of videos, evidence of people being brutalized by those who are supposed to protect all the rioting, after all the protesting, the marching. And now we're 14 days down. After all the various religious bodies come together to condemn this brutal act against one of our brothers. And the system that will perpetrate these heinous acts, even many police departments around the country and world have condemned this act. The religious bodies have condemned this act. Masses of people have condemned this act. And in the end, they say, we want change. We want to go a different direction. And what direction will yield and bring about this supposed change in America and around the world, where they're protesting Canada and London and Germany, all over the world, Australia, and how do one change a systematic cancer that have victimized our people for 400 years? But that's not my words, even though I know it is true. The words of the oppressors themselves. They have said our people have been victimized for 400 years. So in the end, what are they telling you? What is the message sending to you to bring about this change? And it amounts to one word. is called voting. Wait till November. Wait till we get to the ballot box. Come out in masses. Man just got killed. How are we going to change that? We got to vote. Buildings was burnt down. How are we going to change that? We got to vote. Police brutalizing our people. What do we do? How do we change that? We got to vote. When will people just tell the truth? Here it is in Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, they have a silly black mayor there with black kids who are scared to walk the streets. And she's supposed to be over the police. But nevertheless, they still have a black mayor, a black chief of police, black chamber of Congress, representatives in Congress. Many of the various businesses and corporations in Atlanta, Georgia are black. But they still rioted, protested, marched, even in Atlanta. And why? Because it don't matter what face you put on the board of democracy. The face don't matter who you elect to uphold this system, that don't matter at all. Because it's already been admitted, already told the truth, that we have been victimized for 400 years. And there's been many faces, many different people. And here we are in 2020, and we still have no rest. As a matter of fact, it don't seem like it's getting better at all. It seems like it has turned to the worst, even though they're telling you that change, we have this window of opportunity for change. You think Trump will seize upon an opportunity to change something for you? Biden will change something for you? The man that ran on change was Barack Obama, a black man. And did things change for you? And if we're just honest and told the truth, you have no change coming, with the exception of things getting worse, not better. And the reason why things will get worse, and the reason why things will never get better, not here in this land, is because the premise is all predicated on you voting. And I want you to see that voting is nothing but a scam anyway. But imagine that voting is not a scam. Imagine that voting is indeed the truth. And it is a system of government is righteous, good, fair, and just. Let me show you, it still wouldn't be good for us. Because let me show you what voting is. Voting is various people that will come together and elect someone to represent them at the highest levels of government. And the very people that you elect to represent you by your vote will choose the various judicial branch that's supposed to adjudicate the various decisions that you're supposed to live by. The people that you elect supposed to make the laws that you are to live by. And all these things here are things that has never, ever aided no government in the entire world. Why you think in the ancient world, these people don't vote in the ancient world? They never voted. Most of the nations of antiquity, in other words, they lasted for a long time. People never voted. If voting was that good, why do you think they never did this? And I'm going to show you why. Watch this in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. I want you to see exactly why voting can never help you. Because I want you to see how people really think. Just imagine the way in which you think and take how you think, how you are, how you see things, and then you take your mind and your heart and say, I'm going to elect this person. Because he think like me. He sound like me. I think he will have my best interest because that's what I would do. Find a bunch of people who would do that. And let me show you what you will have in the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. That's where we're going to start. And watch what it says. And it shall come to pass, the very first verse. Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abia. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in the ways, but turned aside after prophets, took bribes and perverted judgment. So it don't, you have no DNA to righteousness. Even though Samuel was one of our greatest prophets, but his two sons, one named Joel, or Yoel, as you know today, they were wicked. Perverted judgment. Turned aside the bribes and profit. Then all the elders of Israel, the four first, gathered themselves together and came to Samuel to Ramah. And what do these two sons sound like? They sound like politicians. Because this is exactly what politicians do. But we will ignore what politicians will do, and we will still vote, even though we know this is what politicians do. Tell them, behold, you are old. Your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Now here it is. They wanted a king like all the other nations. And here our people went a step further than even this wickedness. They wanted a king like all the other nations, even though we had a king whose name was Yahweh, the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that was that is therein is. But our people today went a step further. They not just wanted a king like all the other nations. They wanted to vote their person of power into office. In other words, let us choose who will rule over us. And you're going to see how wicked this thing is and how wicked Yahweh seen this thing to be. Even though you got many Israelites who will engage in this great wickedness today and try to justify it, but they can't justify it to us. And you'll see why. Watch what the scripture says. Sixth verse. But the thing displeased Samuel. Why? When they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yahweh. And yes, he was displeased with this madness. Even though they still wanted a king, and our people today, they don't just want a king. They want to vote their king in themselves. Watch what it says. And Yahweh said to Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. In other words, they didn't want Yahweh. Now, who is Yahweh? Is Yahweh some man? No. Is Yahweh the son of man? No. Was he born from a woman? No. Do Yahweh have uncles and aunts, cousins, nieces and nephews? No. Somebody make Yahweh? No. If Yahweh was not born, did Yahweh at least die? No. Yahweh is the one who make alive, and Yahweh is the one who kills. Yahweh is the one that make, and Yahweh is the one that destroys. Yahweh is the one that bring about good. But Yahweh is also the one that make evil. So Yahweh is not some idol that our people love to worship. No, Yahweh is the real Makor. He's a living Elohim. And watch what this living Elohim said. He said, they didn't reject you, Samuel. They rejected me from ruling over them, as our people are doing today. Because all their marching, all their rioting, all their boldness, and seems like all their participation and all their protesting, and it all boils down to one thing, and it's voting. In other words, why ride? Why march? Why protest? Because at the end, all you're going to do is vote anyway. And that happens in November. And so the police will keep doing what they're doing. The governors will keep doing what they're doing. The mayors will keep doing what they're doing. The police chiefs will keep doing what they're doing until you vote. And now that we're 400 years, have voting helped anybody? And the answer is absolutely no. It has not. But I just want you to see the type of mind that will reject Yahweh, and that's what you're doing when you're voting. You're rejecting Yahweh from ruling over you, from reigning over you. And watch what this says. A verse. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, with which they have forsaken me and serve other gods, so do they also to you. Now, therefore, listen to their voice. However, yet protest. In other words, ain't that what they're doing? Yahweh said they protesting me. So now I want you to protest to them. And watch what he say he wants you to protest to them. However, yet protest solemnly to them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Show them. Let them see what this man is about. Watch what it says. And Samuel told all the words of Yahweh to the people that asked of him a king. This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons, appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen, and shall run before his chariots. He will appoint him captains over thousands, captains over fifties, and he will set them to plow his ground, to reap his harvest, to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. You don't think this president's do today? Look what Donald Trump doing. He got the attorney general that's supposed to be the AG of the people. He's doing his bidding. The military doing his bidding. Many of the governors are doing his bidding. Whatever he has desired to do, because you wanted a king, and now you got one. His name is Trump. And do he act like a king? Yes, he do. He said he can do anything he want to do. He can make any decision he want to make. And he don't have to ask nobody. And is he asking? No. Is he doing? Yes. What he wants? Yes. Irregardless of what anybody will do and say. And watch what the scriptures say. Because now we're talking about our people. Because after the buildings burn, come down, after all the things that you're seeing, in the end, what will happen? What is the message? The message is vote. So why go through all that? It says in the 13th verse, and he will take your daughters to be confessionaries, your vineyards, your olive groves, the best of them, and give them to his servants. He will take the tenth of your seed, your vineyards, and give them to his officers and to his servants. He will take your men servants and your maid servants, your best young men, your donkeys, and put them to his work. Look what Trump's doing. Me down and say, make me some ventilators. Make me some masks. Ain't that what he did? He can just turn the corporation into his factory. Governmental factory. He can sign into law and make everybody, every man that's of a certain age, his military. He can make your daughters, as it's saying here, to be cooks and bakers and whatever he desires for them to do. Watch what it says. Tenth of your sheep, you shall be his servants, and you shall cry in the day because of your king, which you shall have chosen you, and Yahweh will not hear you in that day. In other words, Yahweh is letting them know, man, because the people never choose the right thing. And he's letting you know what the people are going to choose. They're not about to choose somebody good and righteous, because the people are not good and righteous. So they're not about to choose nobody like that. If they were good and righteous, they wouldn't have chosen a man at all. Who's more righteous than Yah himself? Watch what it says. Verse. Nevertheless, feels to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, no, but we will have a king over us, that we also might be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Samuel, listen to their voice, said to the men of Israel, go you every man to his city. And so they got exactly what they wanted. I know Israelites who told me that they voted for Donald Trump, and they got exactly what they wanted. I know Israelites who told me they voted for Barack Obama, and they got exactly what they wanted. And let me tell you, more misery. Misery. That's all we have gotten. And the Creator had already prophesied and told us, for 400 years we shall be afflicted and we shall serve in a land that is not ours. And what more do you have to know from that? Today, they want you to believe every 4 years you can change your existence. You can change the systematic racism that was built from the beginning in every fabric, every aspect, every rock corner of this country and around the world, that by voting you can change the system of racism. And these people know that's not the truth. And the sad part about it, we don't even know when we should. It hadn't changed yet. So what makes you think in 2020 this will bring about change? Because all you got to do is listen to the whole matter, the conclusion of the whole matter, and the conclusion that they want you to come to this undeniable truth. You have to vote. How are we going to get this vote? After the smoke clears, the people off the streets stop marching, stop protesting. Vote. And that's what you're fighting for? You have people who died for a system that never gave us anything. Sure, it gave us a black mayor. It gave us black police chief. A black police chief never stopped police from beating and brutalizing our people. A black mayor never stopped the gross gentrification, the brutalization, the exploitation in the black cities with the black mayor. No, this hadn't done that at all. They got a black mayor in Chicago, a black woman. And when they asked her about people not wearing masks during the pandemic, black people not wearing masks, she cussed them out. A woman's supposed to be sensitive, and she should understand the concerns of the people. She cussed them out. This was this black woman mayor did. When they start tearing up the city of Atlanta, as a result of this police brutality, do you think the black mayor came out and said, we understand your concern, we understand your frustration, we understand? No. She screamed at them and told them they was idiots. Yeah, that's what this black woman, the mayor of Atlanta, did. In other words, it don't matter who you put in these dying systems. And yes, they are dying. You're going to have to pay hell into these systems and kingdoms to their ruin. And Yahweh is going to bring them to their ruin. And let me show you this in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. Yeah, our people are accustomed to making their own choices. They wanted a king. They chose a king. King reflected exactly what the people chose. It was a king that Yahweh rejected. It was a king that Yahweh had to take his spirit from. It was a king that Yahweh himself didn't even like. Why? Because he reflected exactly what the people are. In other words, these are people, our people, who reject Yahweh. These are people who want to live out their own fantasies, their own desires, their own pleasures. Even if that means they have to have somebody rule over them that bring about misery. But as long as I get to have some pleasure. How do you have pleasure in misery? In other words, as long as I get to go to the ball games, as long as the sports come back, as long as I get to get my alcohol, as long as I get to smoke my weed, as long as I get to just act a fool, care who rules over us, it don't matter to me. But you live in projects, you live in slums, they treat you, they discriminate against you, they exploit you, they racist. So, give me my bottle. They don't care nothing about that. As long as they continue and they have the opportunity to end the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And we're talking about voting. And many of our people was raised on voting. And many of our people, even after they came into the knowledge of the Most High, they still rejected Yahweh and voted. And how can you vote for a dying system? A system that's never done our people no good in no century, in no decade, at no time. Not none of these presidents. Watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. Watch what this says. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now, who is this horn? Where they got a mouth to speak great things? Well, you know who that is. This little horn. Talk about, he got hats talking about making America great. Called MAGA. Make America great again. And everything he say, yeah, we got the greatest testing. We got the greatest numbers. I had the greatest number of people at my inauguration. Yeah, we're doing great. It's been the greatest economy forever. Ever has been. There's no economy like this. It's going to get greater and better than what I had it before. And that was great. And that was good. And that was the greatest. But now it's going to become greater than that. Yes, this is the greatest country. Nobody made great deals like me. I made the greatest deal. We got the greatest money coming in from China. Nobody made deals like this. Have a mouth speaking great things. Ninth verse. I be held till the thrones were cast down. Now look, this is what Daniel, this is a vision that Daniel was seeing. He said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down. In other words, he starts seeing these thrones coming down. And we already been seeing them. They did to Muammar Gaddafi. We seen what they did to the Egyptian president. We seen what they did all through the Middle East and bringing down various leaders that's been there for a long time. Saddam Hussein. These people, when Saddam Hussein was brought down, and this is what Daniel was seeing, these thrones being cast down. When Saddam Hussein was brought down, and they found him in a hole, hiding in a hole from the people, drug him out the hole and killed him. They seen Muammar Gaddafi, they found him running down the street, getting smacked in the head with sticks. And of course, they killed him. They put the president of Egypt in the hospital. Of course, there where he died. And all over the world, these so-called great kings and leaders of the world that had been there for years was dying in the streets, thrones cast down, statues being pulled down. But there's one statue, there's one throne still yet to come down. Only one throne left. Even the great Russia, Moscow, was brought down. But this little horn is the one that hadn't been brought down yet. And when this one come down, you're going to see exactly what will happen. And this throne will not be brought down by your votes. Just like the other men, they were not brought down by voting. No, this throne will come down by the Most High himself. Watch what this says. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Judgments were set, and the books were opened. And I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. In other words, let me continue reading. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And here it is. We have people who would actually vote for a kingdom, for a system that if you had any sense at all in learning the scriptures, you would know all of these kingdoms. It was already visualized that these kingdoms were to be destroyed and brought down. And dominion is supposed to be given to you, Israel. But yet you will vote for men that one day will die. And Yahweh said this is totally not only against his pleasure, this is against his desire, this is against his law. And anytime any kingdom that's worth anything became powerful in any kind of way, it was never, ever devoted. And this is the message that they want you to see. Some lie that after the riots, after the buildings are burnt, after all the marching is done, after all the kumbaya, we brothers and sisters and we together, and white people walking around the various states and cities, such as Cincinnati. Here in Cincinnati, we feeding the poor, and we see a bunch of people marching, protesting with Black Lives Matter signs. But the funny and unique thing about this sight was there was no black people in the midst of it. And one little group I seen, there was only two black people I seen. But the mass majority of the people in Cincinnati, Ohio, that was protesting, that was marching with Black Lives Matter signs were white. And they were walking down streets that blacks live on, and blacks looking at them, trying to figure out what's going on, because there was no blacks marching and protesting. No figure. What is going on in the world today? And at the end, when it's all said and done, and the smoke clear, what will you have? All you will have is some people voting. Well, if that's all you was going to do anyway, you might as well just wait it. What's all the fuss and the noise about? And all you're going to do is vote anyway. That's all you're going to do. What else you going to do? Why talking about voting? Since we're in the book of Daniel, let us read Daniel, the fourth chapter. In the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, in the 17th verse, this matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy Ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. I don't care what kingdom it is, of men, or the kingdom of heaven on earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. It's the Most High that rules. But here he's letting you know that if you don't know anything else, he wants the living to the intent that the living may know the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basis, which means the lowest of men. So the men that rule these kingdoms in the earth today and even back then, these are low people. These are not people of high degree. These are people of low degree. I know you don't know what high degree is now, so therefore you think the various leaders that's coming before you, these are people with high degree. And no, they're not. In other words, they got degrees. Their degrees are not high degrees. These are the lowest degrees. These are people that at the end of the day, they got to where they are through the same means in which the prophet Samuelson got to their position. Prize and profit. And aligning themselves various other wicked people. You think somebody can make it all the way to the presidency through righteous and good deeds? No. It takes a lot of wicked money. A lot of wicked shaking of the hands. A lot of undercutting under the table anyone to get to the position of power. But Yahweh wants you to know that these men are low. That's who he sets up. And you think you're setting them up. And the reason why they're low, because if Yahweh allowed you to set these men up, they will be very low. Because the people are low. The people are base. The people don't want righteous kingdoms and leaders ruling over them. No, the people want to have the freedom to be a fool. They don't desire rules and regulations that will make you righteous. That's why when people, you tell them about this Elohim of the Old Testament, man, no, man, I'm not about to serve that and do that. Why not? Man, I'm not about to keep no Sabbath day. I'm not about to restrict myself to eating this strict diet. I'm not about to restrict myself from, I can't go to certain places and do certain things. No. I'm not about to do that. I want to have the freedom of acting a fool and doing whatever my desires, my pleasures are. And America give you that freedom. So if you want to go to a strip club, it's okay. If you want to go to a whorehouse, it's okay. If you want to serve a rock or a man on a stick, it's okay. You can do all these things. If you want to eat pig, that's okay. Eat as much pig as you want. Mix that pig up with some shrimp and some clams, crabs, Whatever you want to do, you're free to do it, as long as it's foolishness. But to do something good, to be under the rulership and the reign of the Most High, no, we don't. That's too strict. We don't want that. And let me show you. The people have always desired to be foolish. Look what Moses said many years before what happened in the book of Deuteronomy. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 31. And what are we discussing? We're discussing voting. Because at the end of the day, after the pandemic, and the pandemic killing our people, here it is, over 110,000 people dead, almost 2 million people affected. That's just their little conservative lying numbers. Well, we know it's way more than that. After that, after the riot, after seeing all the videos that showing how the police been brutalizing our people, after the buildings burnt, the marching stopped, the protesting is over. Now what are we going to do? It is just one message. Vote. We want you to vote. Watch what this says. In the book of Deuteronomy 31. Start reading at the 24th verse. Well, let's start at 22. It says, and Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Yehoshua, the son of Nun, a charge and said, watch what he tell Joshua. Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into a land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moshe commanded the Levites, which bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, take this book of the law, put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against you. That's the only reason it's there. 27 verse. And why is it a witness? Watch what it says. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. And how much more after my death? In other words, Moses knew how dedicated he was. He knew how strict he was. He knew how disciplined he was. He knew how much righteous order he led. And he said, your rebellion and your thick neck was even known even during my time. Even with me, you didn't listen. Even with me, you was a rebel. And I was good, and I was righteous, and I had order, and that didn't matter to you. So how much more after my death? In other words, I know Yahweh is not going to send someone greater than me. I know that. even before I die. I know I'm going to be the greatest prophet that you've ever known. Because I'm the one that brought you very righteousness that you're supposed to live by, and that's the law. To the extent that it's called by my name, the law of Moses. Remember the law of Moses. And you rebelled against the greatest prophet that ever lived. And watch what he says. Gather to me all the elders of your tribe, your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly, and me and my beautiful son was talking, and I taught this years ago, and he, not hearing me teach it, understood how powerful this word is. And let me show you the word, talking about more right now, Tyler, let me show you the word that you want to study. And it's in this 29th verse. And it says, for I know after my death, you will utterly, study that word utterly, and see what it means. And in this particular case, it says utterly corrupt yourself. There's no greater corruption that you can undertake more than utterly corrupting yourself. That's the greatest type of corruption you can engage in. And turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the last days. And what days are we in today? Here it is, these weak Israelite teachers, and I'm not talking about all of them, but they know who I'm talking about, who would tell you, make you believe that your existence here in America is not up. We don't know when we're going to be saved. What kind of man would inspire someone by telling them, we don't know when we're going to be saved. We don't know when we're going to be delivered. What kind of inspiration is that? In other words, if that's what you got to inspire me, don't inspire me. When I'm asking the teachers who's supposed to know, and I'm asking them, look, I don't know. It might be 2 years, might be 5 years, it might be 10 years. Man, I don't need you to teach me. You don't know nothing. What kind of inspiration is that? That's like telling a man that's locked up in jail, that man asking you when I'm going to get out of jail. I don't know. You don't know? And you the one? And you the only one I can ask? Is there anybody else can I talk to who might know? No. That's like going in Kroger's and one of these stores and one of these department stores, and you say, look here, can I talk to the supervisor? Well, I'm the supervisor. Well, I'm not getting nowhere with you. Is there anyone that's higher than you that I can speak to? No. I'm the highest. There come. They come. So there's nobody else I can talk to get this resolved, because I'm not happy and I want to get this thing resolved. Is there anybody else? No. So you it. Yes. And that's what these teachers sound like. They sound like the worst type of supervisor in the store, and you come across and you just trying to get some good answers, some help, and they have nothing. And won't appoint you to nobody who do know. Because they don't even know. And they will inspire you with, I don't know, might be 5 years. Man. Can it be 1 year? Yeah, it might, but it might be 10. What kind of inspiration is this? It's not inspiration at all, period. Just be honest and say, Yahweh ain't sent you to talk at all. That's what the people need to hear. Go ask someone who Yahweh has sent and told. Watch what this says. Again, for I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I've commanded you. Evil will befall you in the last days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moshe spake in the ears of all the congregation of the children of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. In other words, they made them remember this thing, because our people knew long time ago that they will utterly corrupt themselves. And now that our people are utterly corrupting themselves, now watch what they will utterly corrupt themselves against. Is it voting? No. Is it their enemies? No. Watch what it says. Watch what Moses says. For I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourself and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. What did he command us? Did not he command us to keep the Sabbath day? Did not he command us to only serve Yahweh and make no other Elohim? Serve no other Elohim? Don't even know another Elohim but Yahweh? Ain't these the things he commanded us? So why would we do anything else? Well, the reason we're doing anything else, because we, as a people, are rebellious and stiff-necked. And we so rebellious and stiff-necked, we refuse to acknowledge our rebellion and how stiff our neck really is. So what do we do? We vote irregardless of what you're saying. We gonna vote because we want a king over us, even though it's against the commandments. And watch the commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy 17. And watch what this says. 14 verse. Have come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and you shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me. In other words, that's when you come into the land. But what if you don't come into the land? What if you go out the land into another man's land? Now do you act a fool and don't keep the commandment? No. If you got to keep this in the land, what sense does it make for us to do opposite of this and then it be something good? Watch what this says. When you have come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim give you, you shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are round about me. In other words, we don't supposed to act like other people. That's what they do. We don't supposed to act like them. you shall in any wise set him king over you. In other words, in no kind of way do you set him over you. Whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, one from among your brothers shall you set king over you. In other words, this choice is not even yours. It's not mine. It's not the people at all. The only person who have a choice in who will rule our people is Yahweh. Yahweh never gave you that ability, that opportunity, that choice. Never gave it to you. Even though the one time he did, he took it away from you. And that was only one time. And that was all. Watch what it says. You shall in any wise set him king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. One from among your brothers shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother. In other words, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and many of all the other presidents, none of these people have been our brothers. And then there's a question on whether Barack Obama was our brother. The mass majority of the people say he is not. They will tell you he's a Helmite. I don't know. But nevertheless, did Yahweh choose him and tell us, look, I'm going to make him your king? Well, that's not what Yahweh said. Yahweh set him over a dying kingdom as he did all the other men. And we're not to vote anyway. Why would we vote for a system? The system that gives people the right to vote is called the Constitution of America. The Constitution of America states that black people are only three-fifths of a man. Now, why would I want to participate and make my allegiance to a system that won't even recognize me as a man like all the other nations? This in of itself is foolishness. It's foolishness. And at the end of all the protesting, at the end of all the rioting, at the end of all the marching, death, they're going to tell you to vote. To vote. And you going to buy that message? That's the message you bought into? To vote? Well, you could have did that without the rioting. You could have did that without dying. You could have did that without getting sick. You mean to tell me the only way you can participate in a democratic way that's fake, phony, and no good for you anyway is to die for something that's not good for you anyway? These are all the things that you just got to learn. When will you acknowledge that it is the Most High that ruleth in the kingdom of men? When will you acknowledge and humble yourself? It is the Most High that have the evil that's happening in these cities happening. Is there any evil in his city? And Yahweh has not done it. That is letting you know the Most High rules in these kingdoms. You can't stop this evil. Your votes can't stop this evil. Your governors, your senators, your presidents, your mayors, your councilmen, they can't stop these evils. They've been trying to stop this plague for months now. Have they been able to stop it? No. Here it is, 14 days later on protesting. Have they been able to stop it? No. The only one that can stop the evil in any city, the evil in any streets, and the evil that's in the fabric of the systems of this country is Yahweh himself. So it is in your best interest to turn to Yahweh. I know you don't like his laws. I know you don't like his ways. I know no matter what type of king, bad king he read to you and tell you that he's going to take your sons and daughters, he's going to take bribes, and your money, tenth of your money. He's going to do all this. And you still would say, but we want a king over us. The only type of mind that would do such a thing is a rebel. And Yahweh is returning to get rid of all the rebels. Totally up to you. Because today, our people, as it was written, as it was prophesied, that they will utterly corrupt themselves. And that's the highest type of corruption that you can engage in. And we are totally corrupted. And there's only one way from utterly being corrupted, and as death. That's it. So it is in your best interest to turn to Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah, 39 books. Yeah, come on. Yo, speak thee out the book to Yah and read. Speak these words to plant the holy seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. In the beginning, he told us beginning that we wasn't winning because of the sin and the 450 and Yah was descending. He's a repentant, this is our genesis. So I exist in Leviticus. Learn from the second myth, so we can number our days. The teachers that we were the slaves in Deuteronomy, he's only getting the most popular. When he anointed Joshua, it's proving that Yah loves us by sending his judges, rejecting the aggression, embracing the truth. All the nations of truth is shown for proof. The woman that they will come through, teach Samuel 1:8-2. Yah's chosen a king, and you want to. Recognition chronicles in the first and the second, and Ezra Hakohen, back by the river Ahava. With Nehemiah in the time of Hadassah, better known as Esther, Job struck with disease and boils affected. And we given our arms while singing Hebrew songs, the most wise words spoken in Proverbs, the collect, the teacher, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, fellas want to reach us. Quote the song, the songs belong to style Lamar. Understand the way that I'm on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, lamenting in Jerusalem fell. Also seen by Ezekiel, visions be given to Daniel. God said, return to him in prayer. Remember Hosea. If we call on Yahweh, he'll remember as well. Spoken by Yoel, there's no other book as famous. The words get deeper in ancient. Obadiah, Yonah, and Micaiah. There's none like Yah that rides on the world with enough. fire. The city of waves, word up to Hagaya. Cause this is the last days and men Zachariah. Remember the law of Moshe. And this has been 39 books given to you by the shop. Malachi, think he out the book to God and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him, man, believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Speak these out the book to God and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know him, man, believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. Speak these out the book to Yah. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on. Seek me out the book of Yah, come on.
Yes. Yeah.